Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Chaf Ches, Brachas 28, and again, the shiurim this month are sponsored L'Zeicher Nishmas Menachem Yisrael Gorlinski. We thank the Gorlinski family for their sponsorship. And we continue on Chaf Zayin Mabez. We're in the middle of a story, like the end of Parshas Miketz. In the middle of a story, what happened? Rabbi Gamliel was being removed from his post because of all the embarrassing episodes that he embarrassed Rabbi Yehoshua, and they were deciding who was going to be the new leader. Just two ha'aris, and that is, number one, the Amar Leh, on the last skinny line, we had said, after they each had given testimony, Rabbi Gamliel had said, "Hamtein achi kansu bali trisim lebeis hamedrash." Wait till the bali trees are coming to the base of medrash, and when they came in, Amar Hashoel v'Shoal, the Shoal stood up. So 2 points: one I might have said, and one I might not have said. Number one is Rav Kook. Rav Kook writes in his commentary right here in the Ein Ayah, why are Chachamim called bali trisim? Rav Kook's Yartzeit was last week, Gimel Elul. Right, why are they called bali trisim? Right, why are Chachamim? They should call fighters in the war of Torah. Right, they fight in Torah. The last Amud, the second last Amud in Maseches Bechoros, we're going to have later on, that they fight, we fight with each other. So why are they called Tracen? Tracen's a shield. Fighters usually have like a sword or a spear. Why a shield? Because when it comes to the war of Torah, we're not out to get the other person. We're just out to get to the MS, to defend what we think is right. And we'll defend the MS until we're proven wrong. That's why the emphasis is the Tracen, the shields. Because this is not like a war like other wars. Number one, that's on the phrase of Tracen. Then you have the other phrase to mention. When the Bali Tracen came in, Amad HaShoel V'Sha'al. The Shoel stood up and said, why do you stand up? I just wanted to be heard. It's like when you stand up, a lot of times when you ask a question in Shir, the Rebbe doesn't make you stand up. Here, Amad HaShoel. So says the Tzlach, this goes back to the days of old, when they all used to learn standing up. From the day we used to learn, the Gemara says, just like Maimon Har Sinai was standing up and with trepidation and fear, so too, that's what Torah is. That's what Torah is. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph, Mi Mos Moshe Rebbe Gamliel, Lo Hayu Lomed in Torah Ela Me'umad, Mi Shemesh Rebbe Gamliel, Yarad Choli La'olam, Vo Hayu Lomed in Me'yushav. Once Rebbe Gamliel died, so then Niskatnu Hadoros. No, we can't stand up, and therefore we started learning sitting down. That's what it says at the end of Soda. Mishemesh Rebbe Gamliel, Batel Kavod HaTorah. That's what it says. But, says the Tzlach, I don't think that was a across-the-board custom that everybody did. Those who were still able to stand up and learn with that in that same state as the earlier generations, they did. So he didn't have to stand up, you're right, but he wanted to. Amar HaShoel, when he was getting a v'lo od, Ela shelo l'chol tamid ma'ir shos le'eshev, chutz osan she'igil l'chol tamar chaver, the chaludi continues. So it could be that sometimes when we see throughout Shas, Amad, somebody stands up, they're going back, they're hearkening back to the earlier generations when everybody used to stand while learning. And even though here, most of the Beis Medrash were sitting, right, they were all sitting and only this person stood up, but he was maybe because he was being focused on, whatever the case may be, but the Tzlach says that was a reshus, an allowance to sit, but those who still wanted to stand were able to stand.
This wasn't Rabbi Gamliel
Zaken. Right, this was not Rabbi Gamliel Zaken, this was later. But this is, there are at least three Rabbi Gamliels that we know of. Yeah. Well, that was Rabbi Yeshua stood up as a punishment, but the earlier one, on the first wide line, Amar HaShoel V'Sha'al, whoever the Shoel was who stood up, so that was his voluntary nature that he wanted to stand up while learning. Okay, so that was Rav Kook, and the Tzlach starts us off. So we continue now. So who are they going to appoint as being the new Nasi? Says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, Tavin Avrei. Okay, we gotta remove him from the post. Why? Because Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. The first step is you can't, right? Tamid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. If you're not Marbim Shalom, then you can't be in charge. So, Manukim Le, who are we going to appoint instead? Nukim Le Rabbi Yeshua. If we should appoint Rabbi Yeshua, Bal Maisahu. Can't do that because he was the one that was involved. The Me'iri says right here, whenever you have a little sichsuch, one has to be very careful. Even though the instigator is at fault, but we're not allowed to embarrass the instigator more than we need to. and make him have Chalishas Hadas. So even though, yes, it was Rabbi Gamliel's fault, but still, you can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, because that would be too painful to him. And therefore, they did could not appoint him. Nuk le Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Akiva? Loma Anish le de les le Sklosavos. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Sklosavos, so therefore, right, maybe you can't appoint him. Doesn't have such great family lineage. Ela nuk le Blazman Azariah. Blazman Azariah, he's the man. Dehu Chacham, he's wise, smart. Behu Ashir, he's rich. Behu Asiri la Ezra, and he has great family yichus going back to Ezra. Let's talk about each one. Hu chacham di machili mefarikle. He's smart, meaning he'll be able to answer the questions of the Talmidim. Vehu ashir di isle lefluche lebe kesar. Afu azal parach. He'll be able to deal with the authorities properly, right? Because he won't be able to. He won't be subject and meshubit to them because he'll have his own money. He's independently wealthy, so therefore he'll be okay. And vehu asiri le Ezra. The Islay Schus Avos, the Lomatzi Anishle, and of the Schus Avos which will be a protection for him. So they went to him, Asuv Amrule. They came to him, this whole entourage of rabbis from the yeshiva came to him, knocked on his door, Rabbi Azariah. Right, this was the right in Yonah Dioma, isn't there one of the conventions going on now in America? Right, this is the convention. They came and they said, we want you to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. And what happens? Right, want to be Rosh Yeshiva? As Rav Schachter likes to point out, this was his goal of his whole life. His whole life, he was waiting for this position. He was going to become the chief rabbi, and they came to him, and he should have said, "Yes, of course, amazing, I can't wait." And yet, he doesn't answer that. He answers his famous line, "Amar lahu, ezav imlach v'inshe beisi, ezav azav imlach v'debisu." He said, "I got to go ask my wife," and he goes to ask his wife. Go ask my wife. What is he asking his wife for? The answer is because this new position is going to affect his wife. This new position, he's going to be out of the house more. He's going to be on the lecture circuit more. He's going to be not going to be home for bath time too much, right? So it's going to affect his wife. I'm going to move ahead in my avodas Hashem, in my personal acceptances, but without asking my wife. No, he's going to step on her toes, and therefore one has to make sure that they ask their wife first. That's what Rav Schachter says. The Maariv Chayis also right here points out the element. I think he quotes read it. Recommend Maariv Chayis right here says Nir Beine Agol Marin of Yonas and Yaris Dvash Yonas and Ibishitz said the Min Hadina Yitzorach Liktor Rishus Meishto, not just a nicety. Meikar Adin to Kaimalan Chamor V'Nasa Gamal Tzarech Lita Rishus Meishto V'Bnei Shemaid Baona V'Yine Onas Taman Chacha Mishabes LaShabes V'Onas Nasi Mevuar Tu Mechodesh LaChodesh V'Yimkein Kivish Meimaid Baona Tzarech Lita Rishus. He's going to be home less frequently, so you got to ask one's wife, right? Even if somebody is if somebody gets married and all of a sudden they want to start having a 2-hour night seder, and they used to only have a 1-hour night seder, got to talk it over with the wife first. We can't just say, "Oh, he's learning Torah." No, it affects my wife. I'm going to be out of the house more. I'm going to talk it over with her, even if it's in the world of Ruchnius. So that's what the Maariv Chayis says right here on this Gemara. That's what we learn from the story. I got to go ask my wife. So what does the wife say? Amra le, she says to him, Dilema Avin Lach. Right, what wonderful advice. Maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. What do you need this headache for? Amar lahu, lishtamish inish yo machada, bekisa demokra. At least let a person use a fancy, fragile glass coast for one day, ulamachar lispar, even though tomorrow is going to break, and not use I'd rather not be earthenware all my life. Let me be glass for a day. Right? Even if they're going to fire me the next day, it's still worth it. Worth it for that one day. Amra le, she says, les lechach yivarta, you don't have a white beard. Rashi, ein lecha sa'aros levanos shel zikna, lav dafka, white beard, white hair. Right, you're not white, right? You don't have the hadras panim of a zakein, and Rashi continues v'na'el darshan liot zakein. Oh, he says there it says liot zakein, to be a zakein, not to have a zakein. Right, it's a liot. Right, you should be more zikna. So hahuyoma bartimne sreishane havi, and that day he was only 18 years old, and he was already known throughout the Jewish world as a chacham and an ashir and a miyuchas. Yisrachash le'nisa v'yahadju le'timnei srei darei chivarta. He got 18 rows of white hair on that day. That was the great nes. Hayinu t'kamar v'lazim v'nazari, and that's what we already had in the first parak, and we say it in the Haggadah, harei ani kevin shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. right, until he heard the drasha ben Zoma, velo ben shivim shana. He is in 70, he's like 70. That's where that lashon comes from, because of this story of he was 18, shanasa shivim, right, overnight. That's the pashtus. The difficult Rambam here, the Rambam here is so influenced by his rationalist tendencies that he even rereads the Gemara, Kipshuto. The Rambam here says there was no nes that occurred. Pirshei Mishnah is right here. The Rambam says that he just pushed himself so hard in his learning, and he killed himself, that he became white very young. The Rambam says here. Became white very young. But a nes occurred? That's what Gemara says. Srachshlu nisa. Right, but the Rambam reads this not as a nes, but just as a natural. That's what happens when somebody pushes themselves so much in their learning. You know, they not only lose sleep, but they get gray very quickly. Get gray very quickly. That's the Rambam's Zahara right here. A little difficult how he reads the Gemara, because the Gemara says Israchesh Lahu Nisa. Either way, he became like 70 overnight, and he took over the yeshiva. Tana, Oso Ayom, on that day, the Rebbe Azariah became the Nasi, Silkuhu L'Shomer HaPesach. They removed the Shomer, they used to have a bouncer at the door of the Beis Medrash. You weren't allowed to come in unless what? We'll see in a second. But they removed the bouncer that day, V'nitna Lahem Rishus L'Talmidim L'Kanes, and then all Talmidim were allowed to come in. Shai Rav Gamliel Machmas Yomer, because Rav Gamliel's instructions to the bouncer was, call Talmid, instructions were, call Talmid Sheitocho Kabaro L'Yikanes L'Beis HaMedrash. Any student whose inside was not like his outside, you can't come in. You're not perfect, you're not coming in. Hahu Yoma, and on that day, when they removed the bouncer, itosvu kama safsale, many benches were added into the Beis Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, pligiba abba Yosef ben Dusay v'Rabbanan, machlokas how many, chad amar itosvu arba me'a safsale, one says 400, v'chad amar sheva me'a safsale, and one says 700. Either way, it was a lot of benches. And we mentioned in the past that sometimes the Gemara uses numbers for exaggerations, just a big number. This doesn't sound like it because there's a machlokas about it. 400 versus 700, so it sounds pretty literal. But 400, many times, is the number that's used. And it's always questioned whether it's literal or whether it's just figurative. Where did we have 400? We had 400 already once in this Masechta. Remember the barrels of wine that became vinegar of Rav Huna? And because he wasn't letting his aris take properly, his aris was a ganav. So it says there, 400 barrels, right? The Gaon Eruvin, Rabbi Preda, taught the Talmud 400 times. 400 is a very common number in Gemara for just to illustrate a very high number. Either way, it's a very a lot of benches were added in. Why dafka oso hayom? Oso hayom. It says they removed the shomer at Pesach. They allowed it. That's what one of the achronim say. Well, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah looked at himself and saw, well, I look like 70 and I'm not really 70. So I'm not Tocho Kabaro. And I'm allowed into the Beis Medrash and I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. So if it's okay for me, maybe that's the message that I'm being given, that I should say it's okay for the Talmidim too. That's a nice ha'ara of one of the Achronim, that he realized he himself was not Tocho Kabaro based on his physical makeup. So that's why he was allowed to let the other Talmidim in who weren't perfectly Tocho Kabaro. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus to Shas, first time I think we've having that in this cycle. Right, it's one sefer on all of Shas. So I just had to turn back from the end to the beginning. So anyway, says the Biurei Chasidus, quoting from Rav Meir Parmizlana, one of the rebbes. Vikasha, he says, I don't understand. How Rishomer HaPesach, Vadera Klal, Heimanashim Pshutim, Veimim Yechol Modasim, Talmud Zetokho Gabar Olo. How did the bouncers know what these were great? They had such insight that up until today they could realize, you know, what every Talmud is about? They could give him a bechina in 10 seconds and know whether Tocho Kabaro. How'd they even know that? Va'od. Also, he has a question on the... Actually, let's do the next line of the Gemara for a second. The next line of the Gemara is... Havikachol Shadaiti to Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel basically got depressed when he saw this. He saw that there were hundreds more Talmidim. He's like, oy vey. Hundreds more Talmidim. What have I been doing all these years? Omar, Dilma Chas V'Sholom Manati Torah Yisrael. Maybe I have prevented Torah learning. They showed it. He was shown in a dream. The major sugis and dreams are in the last parak in this Masechta, the ninth parak. But here they showed him in a dream. Chatzvi chivri demalion kitzma. They showed him white jugs that were filled with ashes. Basically, trying to tell him, no, don't worry. Yeah, you might have jugs, but the inside they're nothing. Meaning, like the base medrash is full of like garbage. Don't worry about it. You didn't do. You don't have. You're not at fault. But really, Veloi, the Gemara says, that was really a fake vision. Really, he was at fault. They just showed it to him to give him Yishuv Adas. But really, he was at fault. Really, he was at fault. Right? Sometimes we find divine messages just Yishuv Adas, not because it really is true. We also had this one time in the Masechta earlier. We had back on Daf Yates when we spoke about Tanur Shalachnoi. We spoke about the Gemara in Masechas Bamitzia, about the Machlokes with the Rebbe Lazar and the other Chachamim. If I'm right, the water is going to prove me right, and the water starts flowing upstream. If I'm right, we spoke all about that there on Daf Yates and Aleph. So there we mentioned, interestingly, they didn't listen to the Bas Kol in that Gemara. Right? Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, Lo Bashamayimi! And yet, the Gemara in Erevin, which discusses Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the Bas Kol goes down and says, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So why do we paskin like that Bas Kol? And not like the other Bas Kol. We paskin like the Beis Hillel Bas Kol, we don't paskin like the Rebbe Elazar Bas Kol. So one of the days in Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes and Bav Metzia is, because that wasn't a real Bas Kol. That was just Lekavod Rebbe Elazar. Right, Rebbe Elazar said, heaven's going to show me right. What, so Hashem is going to embarrass him and not do anything? So they said that a Bas Kol, but it was just Lechvod Rebbe Elazar. It wasn't a real one. So here too, it was just Lechvod Rebbe Gamliel, but not really a true message. So back to the Biurei Chasidus. Number one, what, these Shomrim were so amazingly insightful that they were able to figure out these personalities? Vote, and also, why was Rebbe Gamliel showed this falsehood? What was the whole purpose? Just to put him in a good mood? The Yesh Lomar says, Rebbe Meir Parmishlana, De Be'emes Shomri HaPesach Lo Yodu Klum. Really, the guards weren't so knowledgeable. They weren't so wise. Ella, they just gave over to the Talmidim this message. When somebody came to the Beis Medrash, the guards say, you know what Rebbe Gamliel says. If you're not Tochel Gebaro, you can't come in. We're just warning you. So all the Talmidim said, am I Tochel Gebaro? Me. And they went and they worked on themselves more and more and more and more, until they came to the Beis Medrash. So really, Rebbe Gamliel's attitude was one of perfection, but ultimately it was to inspire them to work on themselves to get back into the Beis Medrash. That was the emphasis. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, no, just get them into the Beis Medrash, and that will work on them. That was the machlokas between them. Wasn't Rebbe Gamliel said, oh, you can't learn unless you're perfect. Rebbe Gamliel said, no, I'm not going to let you in, and therefore you're going to have to write a high acceptance standard. But in that way, he hoped that they would be motivated, the Beinonim would be motivated to work on themselves. And he was showed in a chalom that is an attitude. But that wasn't the ultimate attitude that was accepted. One doesn't have to be perfect in order to get into the Beis Medrash. Okay. So we continue. What happened? So Rabbi Gamliel was shown in his dream, really, though it wasn't true. Tana, fifth to last, skinny line. Idios bo bayom nishneis. Masechas Idios was learned on that day. Well, all the Eidos that was given. Right? We had Idios already a little bit in this Masechta as well. Also on Daf Yates. V'kal hechad arminim bo bayom, every time in Shas, where it says, bo bayom, on that day, hahu yom ahavi. It was that day. It was that day that Rabbi Elazar Azariah was appointed the head. For lo haisa halacha shahaisa tuluya bebeis medrash shalo pirshua. There wasn't a halacha that was totally in the Beis Medrash that they didn't explain. Everything was clear. They had perfect clarity of all of the halachas on that day. The af Rabbi Gamliel lomanasu bebeis medrash. Another message given to us. Rabbi Gamliel himself, even though he was thrown out, even though he was so embarrassed, he didn't stay home. He still wanted to be in the chabura to get back into the Beis Medrash. Afilo shahachas. Even one moment, he didn't stay home. That's not, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Yadayim. Meseches Yadayim, it's not about, they're about Tumas Yadayim a little bit, but it's about the whole different halachas of Tum and Tara, all the way at the end of Taras. Bo bayom, ba Yehuda, ger amoni, lefneihem beis medrash. On that day, Yehuda, the ger amoni, came in front of them in the Beis Medrash. Amar lahem, mani lo bakal, can I marry in? Can I become Jewish and marry in? Says this ger amoni. Amar Rebbe Gamliel, Asura Talava Bakol, no way. This week's Parsha. Lo yavo amoni yim aviv, bakal Hashem. Right? Can't. Amalei Rebbe Yeshua, Mutra Talava Bakol. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, you're allowed to come in. Amalei Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Yeshua, please. Come on, this is a Pazak and Chumash. This isn't even the Tfil of Arvis Roshus or Chova. Halo Kvar and Emar, lo yavo amoni yim aviv, bakal Hashem. And Rebbe Yeshua, this isn't even about women. Right, we all remember that machlokas on the battlefield about the Rus. Okay, but this is about the men. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, v'chiyamu numo bimkoman hein yoshvin. I know the pasuk. But are Ammon and Moab still in existence? Are they in their spot? Do we still know who they are? V'halo kvar ala Sancherev melech Ashur u'bilbil es kol ha'umos. Sancherev already mixed up all the nations. Shneamar va'asir gvulas amim. I remove the borders of the nations. Va'asu dosehem shosesi. Their treasures I have destroyed. Va'orid kabir yoshvim. Right, so I've mixed everybody up. If there's somebody who comes to you today, you don't believe them. V'chol deparish mirubaparish. And you know, you go by the rove. So Rabbi Gamliel, this guy says he's an Ammonite. We do not have to trust him. We can assume he's from the rove of the world who are not Ammon and Moab, and therefore he is mutter lavo bakohol. What about Rabbi Meir Shita? Rabbi Meir is always choshesh lemiyuta. So according to Rabbi Meir Shita, what if there's an Ammonite and he comes? Do we have to be worried? So one of the achronim say v'tirates t'chihechi didarshina. Just like we have a drasha in Maseches Kiddushin, mamzer vadai asar haTorah v'lo mamzer safik. That's an exception to the rule of safik daraisa l'chumra. Mamzer vadai v'lo mamzer safik. If you're not sure if somebody's a mamzer, he's mutter. Mamzer vadai v'lo mamzer safik. So too achanami amoni vadai v'lo amoni safik. That's what you have to say for Rabbi Meir, that there would be a similar type of drasha. But either way, Rabbi Gamliel was still in the base fadrish, so they got into this fight, and Rabbi Yeshua says that he's allowed to come in. V'halo kfar nemar. But, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, v'halo kfar nemar. V'acharechein, ashiva shvus b'nei Amon u'mashem. I'm going to return the b'nei Amon v'kfar shavu. And they've returned. Rabbi Yeshua, no. V'halo kfar nemar v'shafti ashvus ami Yisrael. I will return Am Yisrael. Kibbutz Golias, v'adayin lo shavu. Right, so they're not. They weren't returned yet. Miyad itiru lavo bakal. So they were matir him lavo bakal because of the Sancherev Bilbel as kol ha'umos. Right, this is quoted halacha lemaisa. It's quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says in Parak Hey mitzvahs asay lahachrim shiva amamin. Besides Ammon and Moab, the Rambam says the mitzvah said daraisa to wipe out the seven nations. Okay, we could ask them, do they want to live as a ger toshav? They want shalom, they want to leave. But if they're there, they don't accept the ger toshav hood, whatever that is, different days in the Rishonim. So you have to destroy them. Shneamar hacharein tacharimein. V'kol shebal yado echad mehem. V'lo harago, harei zeover below sa'aseh shemar lo sachaya kol neshama. If there is a ger gushi that I meet on the street, and he says to me, hi, I'm a ger gushi. And I say, hi, nice to meet you, but I have to get rid of you right now. If I don't, I have violated losase. Says the Rambam, but no more. V'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Those four words are based on our Gemara, right here. V'kfar avdu zichram. Their memory is gone, they're finished. And therefore, if anybody says that today, there is no mitzvase and there's no violation of losase. Kfar avdu v'avad zichram. But we've mentioned in the past the diak of one of the Soloveitchiks, either Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the very next halach in the Rambam. V'chein mitzvase la'abed zera amalek. This week's parsha. Shneamar timcha ezechra amalek. So mitzvase to wipe out amalek. Umitzase Liskor Tamid Masafa Raim Barevaso, Mitzase to remember everything he did to us, Kidela Orer Evaso, to awaken the hatred in our hearts. Shneamar Zachar Esa Shura Solakha Amalek. Shazul Shkoch Evaso Visenaso. Period. Ask Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or Rav Chaim, whoever the original source of this deek is, in the previous halacha, when it talks about the Zion Amamin, it says it doesn't apply anymore, Bikfar Avazikram. In the very next halacha it says, remember what Amalek did to you, wipe out Amalek. There's no kfar avad zichram there. There's no, the memory is no longer here. So, one way to say it is, oh yeah, what he says there applies here too. Doesn't really work, because then he should have just said it at the end of the second halacha, not at the end of the first halacha. So, says, the diyuk is that Amalek is still chai v'kayim. Why? Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, there are two types of Amalek. There's what we call biological Amalek, which is the nation Amalek, they're out. Kfar avad zichram. But then there's halachic Amalek. Halachic Amalek meaning any nation, any people who has as its charter, as part of their mahus, who they are, to wipe out the Jewish people, to push them into the sea. If anybody has that as their charter, they have the din of Amalek. They have the din of Amalek. They have the halacha of Amalek. And therefore, Rachman al-Islan, Amalek is chai v'kayim today. Chai v'kayim. Billions of Arabs, chai v'kayim. They'd rather Israel not exist in the world. There might not be biological Amalek, but there is halachic Amalek. V'kfar, and it's our mitzvah to remember. Zachari says, Shor HaSal Chalek, remember that there are those, and there have been Amaleks throughout the centuries and throughout history that have not wanted us to exist, but V'kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadim. Okay. We continue. So, back to the story. So Rabbi Gamliel came to the Beis Medrash, even though he was removed from the post, which itself is a huge Musar Haskel. Right? You're fired, and you still go to the Beis Medrash. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Hova Hachi Ave. Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, since this is the state, Ezel Vafayz Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe I should go say I'm sorry to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? In this, because of this. So Kimat the Labesi, when he got to Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinu La'ashisa de Beisei, the Mishachron. He sees the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house are black. Amar Lei, Mikostli Beischa, Ata Nikasha B'chamiata. I see you work in coals. I see you are a P'chami. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, is like surprised at this. Like you don't realize like what we do for a living. So Amar Lei, says Rabbi Yeshua, Oilo Lador Sha'ata Parnaso. Woe to us where the leader of the generation is not like B'toch Ha'am. Doesn't realize, you know, what the Am has to go through. She'iato yodea b'tzaron shal tamidei chachamim. You don't know. V'amehim is parnasim. How do they make parnasa? V'amehim mizonim. And with what do they get sustenance? Right? Meaning he says, a leader has to be b'toch ha-machaneh. Can't have a leader who doesn't know what's going on in the Am. Right? The leader has to be involved. And if you don't realize the realities of the world, so then it's more difficult. It's more difficult. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Nanesi Lecha, I'm sorry. Nanesi Lecha, he asks forgiveness. Maybe this is forgiveness for all the different episodes that took place. Macholi, right, so Macholi, forgive me. Lo Ashka Chayer, be sure did not forgive him, interestingly. Asei Bishvil Kvodah, maybe he was just because it's Kavanah Torah, it's not just Kvod himself. Asei Bishvil Kvod Abba, P.A.S. He said, do it for my father. Okay, fine. I see the Fayasim. Amru, they said then, Ma Nezav Alei Mulu Rabbanan, who's going to go tell the Beis Medrash that Rabbi Gamliel was forgiven? Who's going to tell him that he's not ostracized anymore? Amar Lohu Ahu Koveis, Ano Azilna, there was a launderer there. There was somebody who does the laundry. I'll go. Shalach Lohu Rabbi Yeshua, the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yeshua sends it to the Beis Medrash. Ma, and he says, give them this message. Man de lovish mada yovash mada, the one who wore the uniform will wear the uniform. Uman de lovish mada, shall we say that the one who does not wear the uniform, yemer le man de lovish mada, shall tell the person who wears the uniform, shalach madcha, take off your uniform, vana avashe, and I'll wear it? Rhetorical question. Basically, Rabbi Yeshua was saying, Rabbi Gamliel, you wore the cloak of Rosh Yeshiva hood, and therefore you wear it. When I'm going to tell you to take it off, so go tell them that you're the Rosh Yeshiva again. That's what the message Rabbi Yeshua gave through this launderer to take it. What's the mada? What is the cloak? What's the cloak? So the Marsha here says Rabbi Gamliel is from David HaMelech. Right? He goes back. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Right? He goes back. David HaMelech. Therefore, that's the cloak of royalty. That's what he's thinking. What? I'm going to wear it? So that's what he says, sends him the message. So the Koveis gets to the Beis Medrash. Amalu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, the Rabbanan, Truku! He sees this messenger coming. He says, lock the doors! Truku Gali, to the Lisi Avdei Du Gamlio. That the Avdei Gamlio don't come, but Lasari Le Rabbanan. And Kanti Mitzar. Meaning, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in hearing any defense of Rabbi Gamlio. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what, I better do this myself. Mukim de Akum ve'ezel. I better get up and go. Ana l'gabayu. I better do this myself or else this is not going to be settled. Aza tarif ha-baba. He goes and goes to the, on the gate, right at the front of the Beis Medrash. Amalei. And he gives a different mashal. Mazeh ben mazeh yazeh. The sprinkler of the ashes of the Paraduma. Mazeh ben mazeh yazeh. V'she'ein alo mazeh, v'lo ben mazeh, the one who is not a sprinkler, yomar la mazeh ben mazeh, will should say to the mazeh, to the sprinkler, me'mecha me'ma'ara, your waters do not have holiness, they're just cave waters, the efarcha, efer makle, and your efer is not, meaning, we each have different positions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right, was a Kohen. That's this other mashal. Meaning, the Kohen should be the Kohen, and the Melech should be the Melech. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should do what he does, and you should do what you do. One is focused on Rabbi Gamliel's family, the Madim, the royalty, and the other one, the Hazaz, is focused on the Kahuna. That was the allusion to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Marsha. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, what happened? Did he ask forgiveness? Klum asinu ala b'shvil kvotcha. We just did it for you. So l'machra ani v'atan ashkin l'pischa. Okay. If you say that's what he did, that's what he did. Okay, let's go tomorrow to his house in order to bring him back to the base of Madrash. But Amri, so there was a whole discussion though, what are they going to do? Hechi Nebid, what should we do? Ne'avre, should we just remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and go back to the previous status quo? Gemiri, Malin, Bakodesh, Ve'maridin. You can't do that. Malin, Bakodesh. Malin, Bakodesh. And therefore you can't do that. Usually Malin, Bakodesh applies to, doesn't apply to this. Usually Malin, Bakodesh, where do we have Malin, Bakodesh? Right, we have it by tefillin and by tzitzis. Right, we have it by doing a chefse shal mitzvah. That's a law. First you put on your talis, then you put on your tefillin. Because of tadir and because of malan bakodesh. Here you have it by positions. Malan bakodesh. As already was once the Rosh Yeshiva, you can't remove him. Right, the sugi comes up also in beginning of Maseches Yuma. Right, if somebody, the substitute Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol, because the first Kohen Gadol is tameh, is sick, so you can't just remove him either. He remains the Kohen Gadol, somewhat. So here too, you can't just remove him. Malin Bakodesh. Nidro Shmar Chadashabsa, Umar Chadashabsa. You want to take turns, one and one. Asil Kanuye. It's going to be very hard. They're going to become jealous. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to be okay with that. But Rabbi Gamliel used to do it all himself. So, you know, he's got forgiveness, so then what are we supposed to do? Ella, Lidrash Rabbi Gamliel, Tlasa Shapsi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Chadashabsa. Do that, three and one. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is still going to be the head, but not as often. V'hainu damar mar, and that's what it said sometimes, Shabbos shel mihaisa. Right, when they asked, oh, who gave shir this week? It was in this time period where there were two heads. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisa. Good. The also Talmud, Rav Shimon Yochai Havi. By the way, that Talmud that was involved here was Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, good. So comes up in Halacha, interestingly, in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. The end of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah. For first the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Adam Shu Ragel B'Shem Mitzvah. Let's say there's a person who always does a certain mitzvah. Kigon Galila, which we call Hagba. Let's say there's somebody who does Hagba every week. It's his mitzvah. And then V'ir Ones. An Ones occurred. He didn't come to Shul, he was sick. Or let's say he always paid for it, then he became an ani, so he didn't do it. V'yacharka, and somebody, the call gave it to somebody else. V'yacharka he'eshir, v'ratza she'achziru lo ha'mitzvah. So, do you give him back his original mitzvah? So, im b'shashen asno ha'kol ha'mitzvah l'sheni, ha'yasipuk b'yad ha'rishon la'seis ma'sha yenozim b'chol shana, if the person really could have paid for the hagba, he just didn't want to at that time, and then he gave it to somebody else, then he doesn't get it back. Because that was his choice. But if it was a real ones, then he gets back the original position. If he always did it for the tzibur, he gets back the original position. Right? This comes up for Balei Tokeya and Balei Tfila and Balei Kriya. Right? Big sugyas. Good, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kasvo aposkim duhua din parnas sha'avar machmas onis uminu acher tachtav. If there's somebody who's a parnas, somebody who supports, you know, does some leadership position, and he had to be removed because of an ones. De kishayavar onso chozer lepanasuso. He gets his position back. But, mikal makom, ein linhog bizayon basheni. Ve'yitznu lo shub minu yishal kavod b'tzarchei tzibur. But the one who took his position in the interim, you know, you should give him some kavod. Shara tziyun, ke'ein ha'i debrachas chafches, shlohaya achar kachla Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shum chelik b'nesiyas. Right, just like our Gemara, they gave Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah something, even though they couldn't give him everything. Good. Two dots. Fisha Musaf and Kalayom. End of the story. That's a lot of messages for that story, but now we continue. Musaf, back to the Mishnah. Musaf is all day, according to the Tanakhama. Abba Rabbi Yochanan, v'nikra posheya. But if you wait all day to do it, it's kind of negligence. It means you should do Musaf earlier in the day. Tana Rabbanan, we had this yesterday. Hayu lefanav shtei tefilos, achas shel mincha v'achas shel Musaf. You have two davenings in front of you. Mispalos shel mincha v'achas mispalos shel Musaf. Mincha comes first. Shezu tadir v'zu ena tadira. Rabbi Yehuda omer no. Mispalos shel Musaf v'achas mispalos shel mincha. Musaf and then mincha. Shezu mitzvah overes, v'zu mitzvah eshein overes. Musaf comes first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, mispalos shel mincha v'achas mispalos shel Musaf. Rabbi Yochanan says first mincha and then Musaf. Says Tosfos, Mikan Yeshli Zar BeYom HaKippurim. Says Tosfos on Yom Kippur, start Shacharis earlier, because you're going to get up to Musaf and it's going to be Mincha time already. Day, first day in Tosfos, be careful. Second day in Tosfos is what we quoted yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch. Vahari Omer, in Tosfos Halacha, Deinot Tzarach, you don't have to worry so much on Yom Kippur or any other day. Because the only time that you have to say which year are you going to do first is if you're going to do both of them right now, which one are you going to do first? But if there is a Zman for the later one later, I mean you have a time for Mincha later, then just do it later. You don't have a chiyuv to do Mincha right now unless you want to do both Mincha and Musaf right now. But if you're going to do Mincha at a later date, at a later time, so there's no chiyuv to make sure that you start Musaf before the Zman of Mincha. Okay, that's 2 days in Tosfos, the second day quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Vayter, Rabbi Zeira, Kevi Cholish Migirsei, when Rabbi Zeira was tired. Right, he was tired, he was a little exhausted from his learning. Havi Azov Yazva Pischa de Beir Abnasim Bartuvi. He used to go sit outside the Beis Medrash doors. Omar, he didn't have the head to learn, but he said, you know what, I'll do something constructive with my time. Omar, ki chalfi rabbanan, as the rabbis pass me, go in to learn, az ekemi kanayo, I'll stand up for them, v'akabal agra, and I'll get schar for that. You know what, I can't sit and learn right now, I'm too exhausted, but I'll at least get schar for that, akabal agra. Huge discussion, all the achronim. Right, what do we say in Pirkei Avos? Right, we have a makavi, right, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalom anas l'kabal pras. What's he talking about? I'm going to go there to get some schar. Right? There are various stories in Shas where we talk about where this comes up. I'm going to do this to get schar. Reb Ovadia in Anafes Avos, in the first parak of Perkei Avos, he catalogs all of the Gemaras that talk about Mesech Zavod Zaran, Daf Yud Zayin, right? I'll do this to get schar, and a Kabbal Schar, and a Kabbal Schar. What's all this schar for? Right? The Gemara Mesech Asota, the end of the first parak. So, says Reb Ovadia, what? Arichas Yamim, but if the Torah says Arichas Yamim, okay, but here I'm going to go get Schar to stand up for them. So Rav Avadia quotes Achronim, and this is the answer that's given by Moses. I saw Rav Yashiv in the Shira of Rav Yashiv and Brachas also, he says this answer. You're allowed to do something with Schar if it's voluntary. Something that you have to do, you have to do. You have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. But it's something that's voluntary, I'm doing it L'Shem L'Rishus, so I don't have to do, then I can do it for the Schar. With the schar in mind, Ava bisha osa mitzvah chiyuvis kesidra tzorach lasosa shalom and asakav pras avan lemupater mimena umechayves atzmo lasosa mitzvah mutter. So that answers many shilas, and that's where he quotes the Vilna Gaon said this about Rus also. Rus doing that because Rus was like yes, she didn't have to do anything, right? She was also voluntary. Anyway, that was that's the answer that most achronim give on this problem. Good, so we continue. Nafak, Asa, Rav Nosson Bar Tovi. So he went there. So Rav Nosson Bar Tovi, it was his base manager. She came out. Amar, Lay, Manam Alacha Bay Majusha. Who gave Shir today? Amar, Lay, Hachi, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Alacha Rabbi Yehuda. Dharma Mispalo, Adam Shalmuz Vakha, Mispalo Shal Mincha. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, Lay, Rabbi Yochanan Amra. Really? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said? Amar, Lay, in. He says, yeah. That's what he said. Taimine Arba in Zimnin. He learned it from him 40 times. He asked him 40 times. Amalei says, what are you so excited about? 40 times. Chada hilacha o chada hilacha. Is this the only thing you ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And that's why you're excited about it? Or is this something new to you that you heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and that's why you're excited about it? Amalei, chada hili. It's new to me. Mishum de mesafkali, Kirby Birbishu ben Levi. Because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure about what you do. And therefore, I wasn't sure. I heard it in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, not Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why it's new to me that it's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Period. Rabbi Shimon Levi. We continue. Call him as Paul Tfilah Shom Musaf in La'achar Sheva Shos. If anybody davens Musaf after the seventh hour, Lu Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's until the seventh hour, Alava Kasuv Omer, Nugei Mi Moed, Asafti Mi Mechayu. Right, you're afflicted from the time you did something late, then you're gonna asafi. I'm gonna hurt you. So that's the right, you shouldn't daven musaf too late. My mashmad hai nuge lishat the tavra. Who had you know nuge is a lashon of being broken? Tavra kidem targem Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef is metargem tavra asi al sonan shal debase Yisrael. Tavra brokenness will come on euphemism on those who hate the Jews, meaning the Jews, al de'ich ruzmani mo'adai de'birushalayim, because they delayed the zman of the mo'adim, meaning everything has to be, that's on Bezdin, but that is, we see the lashon of Tavra in the Targum. Amr Rav Elazar, similar kolam espal tefillah shal shachris lachar arba shalos tor b'Yehuda. Somebody daven shachris too late. Alava kasev omer nugi mimoed asati mimei chayu. Maya mashad ha nugi elisha de tsarahu. How do you know it's the lashon of tsar? Dechsev dolfa nafshi mituga. My soul melts away from sadness. Or Nachman, but they see tuka. Rav Nachman v'Yisrael gamar meyacha besulo seha nugos v'hi marla. Pasuk at the beginning of Eicha. Okay, either way, we shouldn't daven too late. Viter. Rav Avya chalash v'asal l'pirka de Rav Yosef. Rav Avya, one time, was weak. He didn't feel well. He didn't cut the shear. He didn't cut the shear one day to Rav Yosef. L'machar ki asa. And when he came the next day, he didn't have a note from his parents. He didn't have the petek. So, bam, Abaya anuche daite de Rav Yosef. So Abaya wanted to make Rav Yosef not be so upset that Rav Avya hadn't come the day before. Amalei, my time was on the pirka. He says, why don't you cut the shear yesterday? Amalei, to have a cholish libay v'lo matzina. Says, I wasn't feeling well. Amalei, amailo ta'amta midi v'as. Says, why don't you first eat something and then come? Amalei, well, some of the ma'ar loha de Rav Huna, don't you know what Rav Huna says? Amar Rav Huna, as lo litam, la'adam shidam klum, kodam shi ispal tfilas amusafin. I haven't davened Musaf yet, so it must have been on the day they were davening Musaf, right? Shabbos, must have been Shabbos, right? The day they were davening Musaf, right? Rashi quotes, look at Rashi on top. V'hayadoresh b'Shabbos, kodem tfilas ha-musafin. Ooh, right, that's an ancient source for giving a drasha before Musaf, right? So he says, I didn't want to eat before Musaf. Amalei, ibayle lamar, let's flee, it's listen to Musaf and biyachid. So you should have davened Musaf at home, v'lito midi, and eaten something, and then came to shear. Wow. Is it better to daven biyachidus in order not to miss Talmud Torah? That's what it sounds like. Amalei, v'lo sara lomar lohad amar Rabbi Yochanan, asilo lo'adam sheyakdem tfilas lo tfilas ha-tzibur? But don't you also hold, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't daven before the tzibur davens. Amalei, lavid marallah, amar Rabbi Abba v'tzibur shanu. No, that's only in a tzibur, you can't daven before the tzibur. But if you're at home, it's okay. This was the story. Wow, this is a big sugya. Talmud Torah and Tefillah B'Tzibur. If somebody has a choice, let's say they have to be at work at a certain time. Let's say it's a winter day, so they could either have a certain daven b'yachidus and go to a shir or something. It's a serious shilas. And even though our knee-jerk reaction is for sure daven with a tzibur and figure out some other time for learning, everybody has to ask a shayla. Most of the time you can figure out a way to do that. Right? We're not being honest with ourselves. You can figure out another time to learn during the day. Doesn't have to be the only time is when the tzibur is davening. But it's a serious shayla you see from this Gemara. The Gemara, though, ends off. We don't pass in like Rav Huna. Earlier, they're not allowed to eat before Musaf. You're allowed to eat before Musaf, right? As long as you make Kiddush. Make Kiddush, you're allowed to eat before Musaf. And look, Rabbi Shimon Levi. And we don't like Rabbi Shimon like Levi as follows. Rav Huna ha da Amran. Rabbi Shimon Levi, da Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kivat shi higi azman tfilas ha-mincha. Asilo l'adam shi yitam klum kodin shi zbal tfilas ha-mincha. So we're not passing that way either. One is allowed to be towing. Yeah, the Mishnah Misach HaShabbos talks about sitting down for a Sudas Keva during Mincha time, but Ti'ima for sure is okay. In the Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein discusses, is a Rebbe allowed to ask a student in public on the day after he wasn't in Shir? Why weren't you in Shir yesterday? Is that like embarrassing? It sounds like from this Gemara that he asked him in public. When he came, he says, where were you? Isn't that like embarrassing? So says Rav Zilberstein, you know what? It must be because of Kavod HaTorah. Because why? If somebody doesn't come to Shir, so then everybody knows they didn't come to Shir, and that's just going to cause a general softening of the commitment, because they're not going to know why he didn't come. Unless it's publicized, I was sick. Oh, you were sick. So that's why Dafka, he asked him in public, you know, why he didn't come to Shir. Okay, Mishati b'Shir Kavua, Impam Machsir Milavo, Hu Merapeba Zez, Hidea Mishtatvim Ha'achirim. V'lachain, the only tikkun that he could do is to be asked in public, and to give an answer so that the Shir is Mitchazek V'yigadel. That's why Dafka asked him there. Interesting. Says the Mishnah, Reb Nechun Yibin Akana, Hayim Ispal B'kinim Zazel Abayis HaMedrish, U'bitziyasa Tfila Katsara. Famous Tefillah of Rabbi Chaim ben Akana, which is printed in the front of many Gemaras. He said a little tefillah going into the Beis Medrash and going out of the Beis Medrash. Amru lo ma makam l'tefillah zu. What is the makam? What's this tefillah about? He mumbled something. Amru lahem. He said to them, when I go in, I daven that there's no dvar takala that comes out of my shir. Good. Tana Rabbanan, a little more expansive. Bikinisa so mahu omer yiratav afanach Hashem alokai. Shulu yera davar takala al yadi. V'lo akashob adver halacha. V'yismu bichaveira. I don't mess up, and my friends will be happy that I messed up. Right, I don't want to violate lifnei iver in that way. V'lo omer al tame tarav al tar tame. I don't want to mix up the halacha, get it wrong, and being machmir or meko. Right, Torah Tami is wrong. V'lo yikashlu chaveirai b'dvar halacha. V'esmach b'hem, and I don't want my friends to make a mistake, and I'll be happy about that. B'yisiyaso ma'u omer mo'ad ani l'fanei ha'chashon l'kai, she'zad l'chal kim yoshu b'ezem ezev, lo zand l'chal kim yoshu kronos. Right, siyum. Sh'ani mashkim ha'hem mashkim, ani mashkim b'dvar Torah, v'hem mashkim b'dvar metelim. Anu amma v'hem amil, anu amma mechab l'schar, I work and get schar v'hem amil, v'hem mechab l'schar. Ani ratz v'hem ratzim, ani ratz l'chayel om abo, v'hem ratzim l'ber shachas. Period. Why don't we say this today? Why don't we say this today? Right, says Lozemir Horowitz in the back of the Gemara that we're Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is a similar type of tefillah. We dive in, Lomo to the Lamed, Lishmar. So he says we're Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simin Kuf Yud, most of us aren't going to Paskin. We're going to learn. So if we're going to learn, what? Shloyer Dvar Takal Al Yadi. So I shouldn't get wrong shot in the Tosfos. Right, most of us aren't, that the risk factor isn't as, if you're giving a halacha shir, maybe then, but most of us, as Aruch HaShulchan, aren't going to learn, and therefore, if that's the case, there is the chiyah, right, the post is not always in the Beis Medrash, so therefore, two reasons why we don't say it. What's the double lashon of, we're a melem and mekalim schar. We're not melem and mekalim schar. And then we say again, ani ratz veheim ratzim. We're running. I'm running. Rabbeinu Yonah to come today for Rabbeinu Yonah. Dayenu says Rabbeinu Yonah, top of your testament base, Nadafi Arif. What's the double lashon? He says the running is a davar b'fnei atzmo. What is that? Ratzalomar kishani ro'esh she'ovrim hayamim v'hazmanim. As I see the days pass by, ani margish ba'atzmi she'ani ratz b'chol yom. I realize that I'm running through life. I realize that ani ratz. Life is passing me by. Umiskarev lamisa umibnezeh ani meichin seidel laderach kadei she'ezke l'chayel amaba. Ani ratz v'heim ratzim. And therefore, I see life is passing by. So ani ratz l'chayel amaba. And they don't get the message. V'heim ratzim l'ber shachas. Aval heim einam mergishim b'misasam klal at shnos ha'misa v'einam machinim l'tzeda l'adarkam. That's the extra lashon of they're running and we're running. Okay, so that's a great vart to say over at any siyum ever. Okay, here we go. Tana, somebody just gave me a beautiful sefer. Hopefully you're listening out there at the siyum that we had a few weeks ago. A sefer on siyumim. There's a vart to say on a siyum on every single masechta. Every Masechta, there's a Siyum on Masechas Krisus and a Siyum on Masechas Arachin. Great Sefer. Thank you. Tan Rabbanan, Kishachal Rebel Yezod Nechlesu Tamid Lavakro, and Elazar got sick, his Tamidim came. Amrullah Rabbeinu Limatanu Archos Chaim, Niska El Chayel Abba. Teach us life, we'll be Zochat Chayel Abba. Amrullahem, Hizaru Bikvod Chadeirechem. Be careful of your friend's covet. Uminu Benechem Min Hahigayon. And prevent your sons from higayon. What is higayon? Rashi, fourth line on top. Lo targilum b'mikra yosemidai. Don't spend too much time on Tanakh. Mishum demashcha. It pulls. What does that mean? You got no Tanakh, but it shouldn't be the Iker Limud. The Tzlach right here. The Tzlach, famous Tzlach. And the Noda Behuda says, you got to be careful. What is the pshat of Rashi? Because many times there are people who are not Yerei Shamayim that study Tanakh. And therefore there are many Apikarsim that study Tanakh. And you got to be careful when you study Tanakh. It has to be based on Chazal. That's what he says. No, to be Yehuda. Beginning of the 1800s. Right? He said there was a lot of Bible criticism. So says the Tzlach. That's the pshat of the Gemara. It says, Minum Berechem and Ehigayon. Vahoshivim bein Birki, Talmid Chachamim. Make sure they have good Rebbeim. Ukshatem is Palim du, Lefnei Miatem Omdim. They should know who before they're davening. Ubishvil Kach, Tiskul Lechayelam Abba. The Pnei Yeshua says, there's Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim here. Right? There's the Gemilas Chasad with your friends. There's Torah, and there's Avodah. Ukshachal, Rebbechem Mezaka, Nechlas Otamid Lavakro. When Rebbechem Mezaka was sick, his Talmidim came. Kibacharosa, Mischa Livkos, he started crying. Amrlo Talmidav, Ner Yisrael, Amuda Yimini, Patisha Chazak, the strong hammer. Mipnei Amato Bocheh. You devoted your life to Klal Yisrael. Why are you crying? Amar lahem, ilaf ne melech basav adam hayu malich anosi. If they were taking me in front of a human king. Shayom kanu machar bekever. That today is here and gone tomorrow. Shim koi salayin kaso kaso olam v'imos rani eni suris olam. He can't get angry or lock me up forever. V'im amisani, he says olam, and he can only kill me in this world. V'ani yachol afayso b'dvarim l'shachtu b'mamon, and I can even try to bribe him. Afal pikin ayisi bocha, I would still be scared in front of a human king. It's eternity. There's no bribing God, and I'm not going to cry. Velo Odin also Elashiesh Lafane Shte Drachim Achashal Ganedim Achashal Gehenim. And I also see two paths in front of me. Veini Yodea Beza Milchumosi. Velo Evke. I don't know which path I'm going down. Ganedim or Gehenim. Amala Rabbeinu. Barchenu. At least give us a bracha. Amar Lahem Yira Sashimor Shamaim Aleichem Kumar Basavadam. You should be as scared of God as you are of people. The same feeling we get when we see the siren behind us and we think we're getting pulled over. That Yira. We should have the same year to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar lo tamid of Ad Kan, that's it? Amar lehem, he says, yeah, halavai, shetedu, kisha adam odim aveira omesh lo yirani adam. When a person does an aveira, he says, people don't see me. We don't have the same fear of God. B'shas b'tirah, so amar lehem, and as he was dying, he said, panu kelem b'rei tumah, take all the kelem out, I don't want them to be makabel tumah from tumas oel, and v'hachinu kise l'chizkiyo melch Yehuda sheba. I see Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, coming to greet me. So he says, get a throne ready for him. He had that vision. Period. Famous discussion. What was he so scared about? You see two paths. Beautiful thought. Rav Soloveitchik has, among other achronim, the Rav Soloveitchik writes and the Rav speaks, if you want to look it up, on page 51, 52. He was, his entire life, he was gnawed. What was gnawing at him? Whether he made the right decision in Maseches Gittin. When Vespasian said, you know, I'll give you anything you want. And he says, Tein li yamna v'chachameha. And he didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. That gnawed at him his entire life. Says Rav Soloveitchik, imagine how many sleepless nights he had. He always wondered till his dying day, maybe I could have saved the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know. Maybe he was going to bite off more than he could chew. Maybe, oh, you want the Mikdash? Forget, I'm not giving you anything. He chose to save Torah instead of the Mikdash. Because he knew that Klal Yisrael cannot survive without Torah. They can survive without a Beis HaMikdash. That was his choice, but it gnawed at him till his dying day. That's Rav Soloveitchik puts together that Gemara and Gittin and this Gemara. He didn't know. He saw two paths even towards the end of his life. Okay, we have to stop here. We'll start with the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Parsha Shir, by the way, is up already. Parsha Shir is up. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, we thank the sponsors for the Shirim, Lizecha Nishbach, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, the Orlinsky family. Thank you very much.